Welcome to Real Hits. I'm Ben Albert of the Real Business Connections Network. Real Hits is where I rebroadcast some of the absolute best podcasts because they all provide real value and insights on business and life. In our book, they are real hits. Full episodes in their entirety. This way, you can gain more value from other podcasters, personalities, and guests. On this episode, we have the One Kind Word podcast with Bruce McKellen. The One Kind Word podcast with Bruce McKellen. And I'm the guest on this one. It's entitled Regular Name, Regular Guy with Ben Albert. I encourage you to subscribe to the Real Business Connections Network if you haven't yet. And when you're finished with that, check out the show notes and subscribe to the One Kind Word podcast with Bruce McKellen. Oh yeah, and if you'd like to submit your podcast to be featured on Real Hits, DM me on LinkedIn or email ben@balbertmarketing.com. All right, guys, enjoy the show.
Welcome to the One Kind Word podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne McClellan. Thank you for joining us today. We are here because we believe there is a shortage of kindness in the world. You know you're in the right place if you'd like to hear more words of encouragement, and if you'd like to expand self-awareness, this is the place. Before we get started, I'd like to let you know that we have expanded our podcast offerings on the BWM Network. The One Kind Word, a podcast that champions kindness as an essential human value, is starting its second season and will continue with its weekly interviews of kindness advocates. The brief reflections on kindness quotes previously included on The One Kind Word will now be featured on a separate daily podcast called The One Kind Moment. In this podcast, we share 60 seconds of inspiration to help you enjoy a kinder, gentler world faster than the speed of heartbreak. And finally, the BWM Network is proud to launch a new podcast on Friday, January 7th, called Enduring Wonder, a podcast devoted to inspiring you to design more serenity, joy, and awe in your life. You won't want to miss an episode. This is episode 49, Regular Name, Regular Guy, with Ben Albert. Here's his unique bio. I'm Ben Albert. Regular name, regular guy. Let's collaborate. I started Balbert Marketing LLC amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's not beat around the bush. Coronavirus has pushed us to evaluate our careers in one way or another. We all feel some level of fear, pain, and worry about our friends and family and the effects on our amazing nation. For me, I had to make a decision. Do I pick up binge eating, get lazy, and get used to staring at the wall? Or do I develop a business stronger than any company I've ever worked for in the past? That's why I'm here. I'm committed to overachieving in my role and doing things right. I provide whatever is necessary to help your business grow. I urge you to take a leap of faith forward and continue to build your empire. Let's get to it. Listeners, I have Ben Albert with me today. Hi, Ben.
Bruce, hi. It's good to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. I am really looking forward to diving into this. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you.
You as well.
So let's dive into it right away here. So when you start thinking about kindness, I like to go back in the time machine to the first time that kindness, that you can recall, kindness became important to you. Can you share a story about that, Ben?
So the first time I actually realized how incredibly important it was a moment where I was the bully. I was the one being unkind. And I wasn't raised this way. My parents did raise me with strong values. They treated me with kindness. I even look back in elementary school. It's the coolest thing ever. In the lunchroom, we had a stoplight. And as the stoplight was on red, it said it read the word stop. Then it would move to the yellow and it would say think. And then it would move to the green and it would say act. So at a very young age, I remembered stop, think, act. Stop, think, act. And it's still a motto these days that I find myself not being kind or being rude or being selfish. I remember I need to stop, think, act. Now, I'm in third grade and I've been bullied the first 8, 10 years, however long it's been of my life. And now there's a gentleman, a friend who's kind of bullying someone else, someone who's more bullyable than me, I guess. I mean, who knows what we think at this age? And before you know it, I'm saying names and it's not overly aggressive, but we're being shovey. We're at lunch and we're at recess and it's just some, you know, boys will be boys, but not really. I remember not being able to sleep that night and realizing like I'm bullied and now I had this opportunity to bully. And this was actually the first time my brother never bullied me. My older brother never bullied me. I've never really bullied someone and it didn't sit well. And in that moment, laying in bed at night, I started to realize maybe not the value of kindness, but definitely the value, this disingenuousness, the horribleness of the polar opposite. That polarization still sits with me today. And since then, I'm not a bully and I'm committed to being far more kind, Bruce.
Oh, that's a great story. I'm sure we all have stories in our history where we did something that wasn't quite right. And that little voice, some people call that Jiminy Cricket, that little voice keeps us awake at night saying, did you really want to do it that way? Is that how you wanted to play that out? And obviously you listened to that and became the man that you are today. So it sounds like it had a tremendous impact on you. And I'm very impressed that you recognize that process happening within. That tells me a lot about your character. So let's move that forward into present day. You have a wonderful business. I want to hear about it. How does kindness play into your world today, Ben?
So kindness isn't everything. I don't know when, I don't have a specific moment when I realized this, but the more I gave value, the more I gave referrals, the more I did stuff for free, the more I stopped trying to figure out what the next thing I was going to say would be and just started listening to my clients, to my coworkers, to my friends, to my family, the more I started to actually do a better job consulting and diagnosing the actual concern in a business. I believe that, and I kind of want to take a sidestep because I'm very much aligned with gratitude. And what I have found, to give you a little bit of background, there was a time, Bruce, where I was in this boiler room style, dial the phone 1 to 200 dials a day. The product wasn't incredibly unethical. It wasn't incredibly unethical. However, it was my job to get the sale on the presentation because there's a low probability they would buy if not. And that, to most people, should be an indication that the product can't be that good if you need to pressure someone into it. And one thing I have found as a business owner myself, as a marketer myself, and as a salesperson, that no longer that boiler room tactic makes me want to puke in my mouth even thinking about it right now. I started to realize that gratitude and kindness, but my main focus is gratitude. That's the word I go to, allows me to actually attract more sales. It allows me to attract the right clientele. I mean, you can get a lot of sales calling people and scamming them, but you're going to bring pain into the world. They're going to cancel. You're not going to sleep at night. You'll never build a book of business. And I these days in the present, I really want to reframe the thinking of the whole sales world, that you need to always be closing and that money is the end game. I genuinely believe that if you're grateful for every one of your clients, if you're grateful for that interaction you're having, that they're willing to lend you time and you guys can work together to find a solution and see if you're a good fit. If you have that attitude of gratitude, if you have that kindness, I believe you'll attract the right people into your lives. I believe that having that gratitude will... And I wish I had more science, but I've seen it. And I know that when I am not needy and I'm not aggressive and I show gratitude and I show kindness and I actually care about the person sitting in front of me, I serve them better. They're happier. We both win. And I think the entire sales world is poisoned with this false belief that you always have to be closing and that you need to win them over and you need to control the conversation. I believe gratitude and kindness is a much, much better way.
I really identify with that. I started my coaching business back in the early 2000s. And in 2004, I was making at least 100 calls a day. Mm. Doing the same kind of technique. And to tell the truth, my guts were churning. It didn't feel right. I knew it wasn't right. And I knew there was another way. And part of that was the culture of the franchise that I had bought at that time. But it wasn't kind of like that little boy in bed you were talking about. It didn't align with my Jiminy Cricket, the man herself. And I love that word gratitude. I want to talk about that just for a minute because it's a super important word. Within the context of my business, I use a concept called 100 Forms of Love because I believe that since the beginning of time, philosophers, poets, playwrights have been exploring love because it's so expansive. And what I've come to understand is that love is one of those words that's never enough. The word by itself is never enough. So the 100 forms include words like gratitude, include words like kindness and compassion and courage and confidence. All those things are, for me, love words. And we need all of those words in order to really express and live that life of gratitude that you're talking about, that live that life of kindness. So you are talking my language, brother. It's great to hear that. Very exciting. And I'm 100% with you. I believe it changes the whole game because if you have a great product that really, or service or product, whatever it is that you have or both, and it really serves people, they're going to buy it. I mean, in our area, we have a store called Wegmans. And when I walk in there, it's so delightful. It's not just the great looking food. It's so delightful. You know, the people that work there love working there. They love helping people. They love being of service. And to me, that's an expression of a different kind of consciousness about who is my client and what is my relationship with them. So that is fantastic. So Ben, let's push on to the next idea, which is the future of your world, your business, maybe our entire world. What are you seeing in relationship to kindness, say 5, 10, or even more years down the road? What do you see happening?
I hinted at it just in the fact that this whole gratitude in sales is like a foreign concept, and it's foreign to me, and I'm still learning. I've had a gratitude journal for almost 10 years, and it's completely changed my life. So I want to bring this into the business, the sales marketing industry. I want to shake I want to shake up the game. I would love to be one of those people that plays a role in a shift in consciousness of what salespeople look and value, and having this abundance mindset and this kindness mindset that attracts the right kind of people to us, that puts us in the right positions to help, to empower our clients. And to do that, it's still in its, I'm hesitating because I actually haven't talked about this on a public forum yet, but I'll bring it up. I'm currently working on a gratitude journal for salespeople. So each page starts with an affirmation. Flip it, actually. Each page starts with a quote from an empowering business person, then simple prompts. It'll take someone no more than 2 to 3 minutes a day to fill out these prompts. And they're business oriented, but they're personal oriented. They're self-help oriented. It's what, name a client you're grateful for. Name a issue you've had in your life that have led you to the success. And then it ends with, so quote, prompts, affirmations. And I genuinely believe, and I'm, if anyone's listening to this and wants to get the ebook, the before I publish it, I want to see that it actually is adding benefit in lives. I genuinely believe that if business people had this attitude of gratitude, and specifically salespeople, that it's a concept that's foreign to a lot of them, I genuinely believe that they will attract more in their lives. And even if they don't, even if they stay exactly the same, they'll feel so much better about it. They'll feel so much better about their business and their life. So I'd love there to be a journal. I'd love to be there to be a course. I'd love there to be trainings. I'd love for high school and college students to have this in their hands. 'Cause long term, I've been in marketing and sales my whole career. I'm going to be in marketing and my sales my whole career. And I couldn't see a better way to add something to the industry than to ultimately infuse the things you teach into the industry and show people that there's another way.
I think that's a fantastic idea, Ben. And as a matter of fact, when you publish that, and I'm not going to say if, I'm going to say when you publish that book, I would love to share it with my clients in the future. I think it's a perfect model. And you may have heard this term before, marketing guru. Okay. And to me, that always in the past, it's been like a bit of a salt, because when you think of a guru, you think about somebody who is embodying kindness and compassion, right? And marketing guru in the past, there's a mismatch there, right? But I can very confidently call you my marketing guru, because you have that love and compassion, and you have that genius about how to help people package things in a way that's clear and efficient and helps them make the best decision for them in that scenario. So I appreciate that about you.
Bruce, the easiest way I could say it is stop marketing, start helping.
Love it.
It's that simple. If you need to talk someone into your product being great, it might not be that good. Work on your product first. Stop marketing, start helping, and the right people will want to work with you.
I love that. So that was a nice kind of a takeaway. Do you have another takeaway for our audience out there as a way of parting, for them, something for them to chew on as they think about this podcast for the next few days?
So a motto I've been living by is the line, dig the well before you're thirsty. Dig the well before you're thirsty. The right time, the best time to help someone is right now. The best time to be kind is right now. The best time to call someone you haven't spoken to in a while is right now. Offer them value. Offer them kindness. Show people you care about them. Dig the well before you are thirsty. And karma, we've been talking about it since the dawn of time. It will come back to you, even if you feel like it's not coming back to you. I promise you'll feel happier inside if you're being kind, if you're digging the well before you're thirsty. And to give you just a quick exercise, if it's as simple as writing down three things a day you're grateful for, take 20 seconds to write down three things or even three people a day you're grateful for and focus on that gratitude and focus on that success, you're going to feel so much happier and your well will be runneth full. That's the goal. Dig the well before you're thirsty. Let's make it runneth full. I don't even know if that's a term, Bruce. I've never said that before. And overflowing. Let that well overflow into as many cups as possible.
Dig the well before you're thirsty and maintain that attitude of gratitude. This has been Ben Albert. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Thank you, Bruce. You're amazing.
That's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed today's interview, share it with a friend. And if it resonates with you, please subscribe to our weekly newsletter at bruceswainmcclellan.com. Next time on the One Kind Word podcast, we'll have episode 50, Leading with Mutual Respect and Purpose, with guest Cheryl Adas. Cheryl transforms leaders and teams with her smart and savvy stewardship and vivacious esprit de corps. She is known for connecting diverse groups and individuals and bringing them together to enhance performance and productivity. She also facilitates continuous improvement for people and their organizations. She is always thinking about the future of the work-life environment and how to elevate mature organizations that create an engagingly soulful workplace that enables good people to do great work for their customers. She is a champion for leading with mutual respect and purpose by cultivating leadership principles at all levels of an organization. Until then, never doubt your value, my friend. You are one of a kind. And always remember, one kind word can change everything. See you next time.